This is Rabbi Haber. I hope this finds you well. First of all, I want to thank you. I've been getting, thank God, a lot of good feedback for these clips on Tehillim. If you don't get them and you'd like to subscribe to the WhatsApp group, just let me know and I will be honored and privileged to send them to you. We're up to Psalm 15, Perek Tes Vov. And this one is a little bit somber because it's the one that we read at every funeral. And it goes as follows. There's Mizmor le David, a song of David, Hashem, mi yagur ba'ohalecho, who may sojourn in your tent? Who can live in Hashem's tent? Mi yishkon b'har kodshecho, and who will dwell in your holy mountains? So what does it take to be in Hashem's presence? And he goes on and he gives us 11 things that a person needs to do. Ho'olech tomim, fo'el tzedek, v'dover emes b'ovavo, when he walks in purity, does what is righteous, speaks truth from the heart, has no slander on the tongue, nor has done harm to a fellow, nor cast disgrace toward a neighbor, in whose eyes a contemptible person is repulsive, but who honors those who are in awe of Hashem, who swears truthfully even to personal hurt, and never retracts, who does not lend money on interest, nor takes a bribe against the innocent. One who does these things will never falter. Layimot lo'olam. So David HaMelech, King David, has basically taken 11 items and said, mysteriously, the Zohar says that these 11 items are parallel to the Aseres HaDibros, to the Ten Commandments, which is obviously why we don't understand a lot of things in the Zohar. But these 11 items that David HaMelech said, he says, these will give you the license, the ability to sojourn in Hashem's tent. Someone who does these 11 things will never falter. In and of itself, it's interesting that he chose 11 things, but it's even more interesting when you look at the Gemara in Makos, Rav Simloi. So Rav Simloi says as follows. It's a Gemara in the end of Makos. He says, Taryag mitzvos nemrlo la Moshe. It's an astounding Gemara. It says, Moshe was given 613 mitzvos. But David, King David, came, ve'amidan al yud aleph. He brought it to 11 mitzvos. Dechsiv, and he brings this psalm. And then he even goes on. He says, Doros ha'achronim lahayu tzadikin kol kach. He said, But then he says, then it went down, then down to 3, then went down to 1. So what is this about going down in mitzvos from 613 to 11 to 3 to 1? So Rashi right there and in Makos says like this. He says, "Bitchila hayu tzadikim." Originally, people were big tzadikim. Vayucholun l'kabel ol mitzvos harbe, and they could do all 613, accept on themselves all 613 mitzvos. Avodoros ha'achronim, but the later generations, lahayu tzadikim kol kach, weren't so great. That's us. If you come to do 613 mitzvos, in the chadam shazocha, we can't do it. So, but David vehemidon alachadestre. So, David Melech came, King David came and gave us 11. What on earth does that mean? So, some people love this because they say if you go down, it says, and if you even look a little further, it brings the pasuk, the verse that says, Deshuni vichyu, just seek me and live. Which would be nice if you get all the way down from 613 mitzvos to one commandment of just seek me and live. That certainly opens up a lot of avenues for Yiddishkeit. But it's clearly not what it means. The Torah is nitzchias, the Torah lasts forever. So if we have 613 mitzvos that were given to us at Har Sinai, so we need to keep all 613 mitzvos today. So what on earth was David HaMelech doing, distilling it to 11 mitzvos? What could that possibly mean? So Rav Moshe Feinstein asks this question in a very beautiful sefer he has called Darash Moshe. In Darash Moshe, he has his drashos, his sermons. He used to only speak 3 or 4 times a year, and one of the times happens to be was at his siyum, a yearly siyum on Tehillim that they did on Shavuos. But he also spoke Shavuos Shuva, and he spoke on Shavuos Hagadol, and he also spoke on Zayin Adar, which was his birthday, and the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. But when he spoke at Shavuos Shuva, and this was almost 100 years ago, in 1926, and again, he's in Luban, and these drushas were very precious. He actually risked his life to save these drushas, to save these sermons, and he asked this exact question. He says, why did David HaMelech, why did King David distill the entire Torah, 613 mitzvos, down to 11? And then he asks another question. He says, how come there's no midos in the Torah? The Torah doesn't really talk a lot about character traits. It doesn't discuss character traits very much. And this psalm is all about character traits. So he says that it used to be, if we got 613 mitzvos, he says those 613 mitzvos would automatically, if you're keeping all 613 mitzvos properly, you'll also have good midos. He says, but that doesn't exactly work nowadays. We see people that try to keep all 613 mitzvos, but they don't necessarily have good character traits. Keeping in mind that Rav Moshe Feinstein was surrounded by the Bolsheviks, who he describes in other places, they had absolutely no character traits, good ones, at all. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that David HaMelech came, and he said, look, I'm going to give you 11 good midos. I'm going to give you 11 good character traits. That doesn't mean you can ignore the Torah. You still have 613 mitzvos, but I'm giving you advice. If you take these 11 character traits and you work hard on them, then Torah, 613 mitzvos, will come naturally. In other words, being a mensch naturally leads a person to Torah. That's how Rav Moshe Feinstein felt. Being a mensch naturally leads a person to Torah. Reading his words, he says, L'chein yo'atz tovet yud alef etzos. David HaMelech gave us 11 ideas. Eich yishisragil ha'odam mida'achas el kitzonius. How you could take one of these ideas to its extreme. And then you won't have issues with the mitzvos. It'll be easy. They'll come natural to you. So we'll see. If you are happy with your lot, if you're not looking to steal, if you hate sheker, if you hate falsehood, if you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a very, very strong place in your life, he says that's going to automatically give you the Ten Commandments, as the Zohar says, but really all of the mitzvos. So again, just to read that list, he says we have to be one who walks in purity, does what is righteous, speaks truth from the heart, has no slander on the tongue, nor does harm to a fellow, nor casts disgrace toward a neighbor, who in Hannah's eyes a contemptible person is repulsive, who honors those who are in awe of the Lord, who swears truthfully even to personal hurt and never retracts, who does not lend money on interest, nor takes bribe against the innocent. So if you can do those 11 things, and that's what we say at a funeral, we read this at a funeral hoping that the person we're reading about, and if not, the people around us shall at least be inspired that one day we're going to be, after 120 years, judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately, if we can keep these 11 things, then that'll guide us to all 613 mitzvos. Of course, we need to keep all 613 mitzvos. But if you're looking for ideas, if you're looking for tips, and just getting a list of 613 things is too daunting for you, start with these 11. Work hard on these 11. Do all the mitzvos, but work hard on these 11, and the other mitzvos will come naturally. Because by doing these 11, you'll become a mensch, you'll have great character traits, and being a mensch naturally leads to many, many, if not all, of the mitzvos. Everyone be well.